Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
Morning, Mark chapter number five. I want to say today, I appreciate Brother David. He's got our video going again. So glad to see that. I was able to watch the message Wednesday night, and what a blessing that was for those of you that's got to be here or was able to watch it. Appreciate the good word of God. Well, as I was listening to it on Thursday evening, God spoke to me through the message and gave me just a little thought. I want to share it this morning. I desire your prayers. I'll just do the best I can to leave the rest with God and pray that his word touches our hearts as it's touched mine. And if you're here today and you need him, let me say this. We may make assumptions sometimes that everybody in the room is ready to go. But you don't know everybody in the room. You don't know their soul. And I'm glad that God does. And he cares for you right now, just like you are. And here's what happened to me one day. I was minding my own business, and he showed up. There wasn't nobody expecting me to get saved that night. But God showed up, and I got lost, just like that. And it wasn't long after that I got saved. The same thing can happen to you today. So if he speaks to you this morning, I pray that you'll just obey God and you'll trust him as your Lord and your Savior. Listen, you're going to need him. You're going to need him. Death's coming. As sure as you're here, you're going to leave this world one way or the other. You're going to die. And brother, you better be ready to meet God, because there is an eternity for the unbeliever. And it's a sad, sad place. I'm going to read the same scripture Brother Bobby read, maybe a few less, but we're just going to trust the Lord today. Mark chapter number 5. Mark chapter number 5. Verse number 1. They came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. Stop right there. Father, thank you for your word. It's life to us. It is our very breath. And all the times that it has rescued us, but also of the times, God, that it is a simple reminding of where we were and where we are now. We owe it all to you. You are the single most God important, the very heart of each and everyone's praise. And I pray that, Lord, the honor and the glory is given to you in every possible way. We pray for the soul among us who may be dwelling in the tombs today. And I trust, God, that in this simple word, that your conviction would have its perfect work, and that you would bring to faith the souls among us that are not believers. We trust now, believing, as we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. As our brother was preaching on Wednesday, you could feel his heart in what he was preaching, and I loved that. Just the fact that there was a personal part to the message, and he shared with us some of the things that he had gone through, and as I was listening, and the Holy Spirit just blessed my soul. It seemed like when he was walking up, I could feel the Spirit, and just appreciate the Lord in what was done. But as he spoke, the Spirit of God just kept touching my heart concerning the tombs. And so I just want to share a simple thought with you this morning. And I want to ask you the question, are you dwelling in the tombs? Are you dwelling in the tombs? Now, for the people of God, you may say, well, I'm not in the tombs anymore. But I'll come to that maybe as we close. But I do want to say as we begin that you can be saved and still have a propensity to go back to the tombs. There's many that would testify this morning that they got born again and then they went back to the dead stuff. They went back to the dark places. They went back to the tombs. So you can go back to those old haunts if that's what you want, but what you'll find is there ain't no peace there anymore. You're not going to find the comfort you found before, if there was any. You're not going to find fellowship there. You're not going to find anything in the tombs. But we're living in a time when the world's lost in that dark place. That place, friend, where there's no light. I don't care what tomb you go into, it ain't got no light. Dead people don't need light, amen. If you're dead, friend, you ain't got no use for a light bulb or a switch. You're not going to need it. And the tombs are dark today. And the tombs of this world spiritually are dark. And people are living in dark places. And I can't identify for you what or where you are right now spiritually, but you can. Friend, you're not unknown. It's not unknown to your heart where you're at. You know if it's a dark place that you're in or where you're dwelling. But may I say to you today, a tomb is a place where there ain't no light. And if you've been born again, friend, you've received the light of Jesus Christ. What? Little John said in the first chapter, he said, this then is the message that we have heard of him and declare unto you that Jesus Christ is light and in him is no darkness at all. Now, the person of God, the people of God ain't got no place dwelling among the tombs. Amen. A place that ain't got no light. A place that is void of the light of Jesus Christ ain't a place for you to hang around to. It ain't a place for you to dwell in. It ain't a place for you to come out of. It's a place for him that's made for the dead and not for the living. And if you're a child of God today, you ought to be in the tombs today. Get out of them dark places. They ain't a place for a child of God. Oh, but the tombs are full of people today. They're full of those that are bound with fetters and chains, just like old Legion was. They can't get free of it, seems like. Now, the Bible said that even old Legion, when he would so strongly through the power of the devils that possessed him, would break those fetters and those chains, and he would free himself, he found that he wasn't free. He'd break the fetters, but he couldn't get free of them. He'd try to break loose of the chains where they had caught. I've done their best to tame him, but they found he couldn't be tamed, and he couldn't be set free. Brother, if you want to really be free today, you got to get born again. Amen. You want to get out of the tombs once and for all, you're going to have to be saved. Amen. Thank God. I love that song, I Got Saved. I got saved. He broke my chains free one day. Amen. Well, let me give you three things about the tombs and then three things of the tombs. The Bible said there was no light. There's no light in a tomb today, and for the people of God, that's surely a signal to you and I that the tombs of this world ain't a place for us to dwell. Now, Jesus crossed the sea there, and he did that just for Legion. We find that as soon as he finished his business with Legion, that he got back in his boat and went back across. And I'll say to you today, he came for me one night just that same way. He showed up for me. Wasn't nobody else got saved, just me. But I'll tell you right now, I don't know what that does for you, but I like it. Amen. I got saved that night, and he got me out of the tombs. There wasn't any light in the tombs, but friend, there also ain't any life in them tombs. Now, the world is full of places that are dead today. They say they're alive, but according to the Word of God, they're dead in their sins and trespasses against God. Listen, before you got saved, you had no life in you. You may have had spirit in the body, but brother, that old body's going to lay down one day. What you need is something in the soul that's living. And brother, if you're lost today, you're still in your sins and trespasses to God. You're the dead friend, that the Bible speaks of in Revelation chapter 20. When they're raised up, when hell gives up its dead, when the sea gives up its dead, brother, the tombs are going to give up its dead. Those that are dead to Christ, those that are unbelievers to Christ, you need to be saved today to get out of the tomb. Tombs ain't got no life in them. And they don't have no light. But tombs also ain't got no warmth. You ever been in an old cave? there's an old cave down there around Big Gully. We used to crawl around in that thing when we was teenagers. We'd take a flashlight and crawl through some spots and get into some bigger spots. And probably wasn't a smart thing to do. But I found out this, when you get into the place where you can turn that flashlight off and ain't no more light, it's unnerving. Amen. What you begin to feel is a coldness around you. Amen. That'll sink into your very skin. And you'll recognize, friend, that this ain't a place I'd like to live. I don't want to be in a place without light. I don't want to be in a place without life. And I don't want to be in a place without a little warmth. Amen. Amen. Thank God for those places that I can go into and know that they're warm. I'm not talking about physically warm. I'm typically, I'd rather it be a little cool in here than warm. I'm sorry to some of you, but I'd rather it be a little cool than warm. But I'll tell you right now, there's some spiritual places in this world that I ain't got any desire to go to. Amen. They're just as cold to God as they can be. They ain't got no light in them. There's no life in them. Brother, the tombs of this world are real. And if you ain't careful, you'll get stuck in them. You'll get stuck in them. The Bible said Jesus crossed the sea there, and as he got to the land of the Gadarenes, old Legion saw him coming. He saw him. Amen. I'm glad the Holy Ghost can do what we can't do. Amen. You're going to have to see Jesus one day coming. You're going to have to recognize that he showed up for you. You're going to have to admit to yourself that you're the one in the tomb. You're the one that couldn't get out of the chains, nor the bondage, nor the things that bound you. Brother, God can save you today just like he saved old Leechin, just like he saved me, just like he saved those that are in the house. We ain't in the tombs no more because Jesus has brought the light. He brought the light. He brought the life. And brother, he warmed up what was cold on the inside. I don't live in tombs anymore. Listen to what happened. The Bible said that first off, old Legion came out of the tombs. He came out of the tombs. When Jesus comes to you today, you say, preacher, how will I know when the Holy Ghost comes to me? May I say to you today, I found it to be simple, a simple truth, friend. When the God of all heaven shows up to you, I'll assure you, you'll know. Amen. I can't speak like he speaks. I'm glad, friend, you hear it in the gospel. What said, no man ever spake like this man. Brother, when the Holy Ghost, when Jesus speaks to you, you're going to know who's speaking. Brother, when Legion saw him coming, the Bible said he came out of the tomb. He left the place that he was in. Do you know to get saved, you've got to turn from sin. You've got to turn from the darkness of this world. You've got to turn from the deadness of this world. You've got to turn from the coldness of this world. And if you'll start heading toward Jesus, friend, you can get saved today. He had to go out of the tombs. Now, I don't know. I imagine them tombs were up on the side of a cliff somewhere. Some of them rocky places. And as he was looking out over the water and saw that boat coming across. Now, he had never seen Jesus before. He had never seen Jesus before. He had never heard his voice before. He had never met him before. But brother, I was in the same place old Legion was. I'd never seen him, nor met him, nor heard him before. But brother, that day when he showed up at my house, I knew he had come for me. And I left my tomb that day. I left my tomb that day. The Bible said he came out of the tombs. The Bible said in verse number 2, and when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. He came out of the tombs that day. You say, preacher, I'll have to give up too much to get God. Let me tell you something about giving up stuff. If you'll just come out of the tomb for a little while, brother, he'll give you so much, you'll lay down the rest of that stuff. Amen. There ain't nothing I found in a tomb worth having when you compare it to the things God gives. Brother, I've got drinks from God you can't get in the tombs of this world. Amen. You can drink up every alcohol there is on this side of death. But I'll tell you right now, you ain't had a drink till you've drank from his fountain. You ain't know what it's like to live until you've lived out of the tomb. Friend, come out of there and let God do something for you this morning. You need to be saved today. You're dwelling in the tombs. Well, Legion came out of the tombs that day. You say, how come? Well, he went to meet God. Now, I don't know that. I don't know. We never do learn the man's real name. What we learn is the name of the devils that had possessed him, and they were many. They inhabited 2,000 swine. We know of the story when Jesus commanded them to go out and allowed them to possess the swine, and they ran off the cliff and into the sea and were drowned. That's a lot of devils. That's a lot of demons to be possessed by. And they in unison said, we are legion, for we are many. Legion was his name. And I don't know that the poor guy that was possessed, whatever his name was, I believe I'll get to meet him one day in heaven. I'll get to meet the man that used to live in the tombs. Amen. I'm going to get to meet the man in the tombs, cut himself with knives, and I mean it with stones, and abused himself and cried out day and night. Oh, he came out of the tombs that day. He turned from where he was, whatever reason, friend, those devils were afraid of Christ, for they knew who he was. And the Bible said when he came out of the tomb, he came to Jesus, and there he fell before him. But the Bible said in verse number 3 that he also dwelt among the tombs. Not only did he come out of the tombs that day, but the testimony that followed him was is that those were his dwelling place. Those were the places where he chose to be. Now, he certainly was possessed by devils. I'll give you that much. But I would contend today that there's a lot of folks that are lost right now. A lot of people that we care for whose souls are precious to God. They choose to dwell in them dark places. They choose to live in those places where there ain't no light and there ain't no life. I tell you, it makes some people uncomfortable to be around people of God. Because, brother, there's light in them and there's life in them. And they know that they don't have either one. And it troubles them, brother. If there's anything the people of God ought to do, we ought to try our best, friend, to live in a way that when we get around the tombs of this world, the people that are dwelling in them places could see that there is a better way to live. Amen. There's a better way. The Bible said in verse number 3, who had his dwelling among the tombs. And no man could tame him, not with chains. No man could bind him, not with chains. Here was a man that he made his dwelling in the tombs. And I believe there's lots of people today that choose to live in the dark places of this world. You say, how come? Well, the Bible said that the reason people live in darkness is because their deeds are evil. Amen. If your deeds are evil, friend, it's the light that exposes the evilness of those deeds. And brother, when you get in the presence of light, that's why you don't see lost people in the church mostly. Because when they get in the place where God is, there is a light that'll shine and expose the evil of their heart and the evil of their deeds. And brother, it makes them uncomfortable and they don't want to be fine. Brother, you're a light of Christ wherever you go. And there are people in this world that live and dwell in the tombs. That's where they want to be. Somebody's going to have to shine some light. They's dwelling among tombs. That's where he chose to be. Well, he was possessed of demons. Certainly that's where they wanted to be. They wanted to be among the dead. They wanted to be among the dark. They wanted to be where it was cold. Not only did he dwell among the tombs, and no man could bind him, not even with chains. But the Bible said, verse number 5, and always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs. Not only did he dwell in the tombs, but he was in the tombs. It's one thing to live around something, but it's another thing to be in it. And this man lived in the tombs. Corpses, the foul odor of decomposition, dead people's bones. I remember what Jesus said about the sepulchres one day concerning the hypocrites, the Pharisees. And he said, "Oh, you hypocrites." He said, yours is whited sepulchres. Clean on the outside. You've whitewashed everything on the outside. But inside that tomb, inside that sepulchre, is dead men's bones. Rotten, foul smelling. The dark and the lifeless of this world, friend. They're in the tombs. They're in the tombs. Just like old Legion was. In the tombs, the Bible said, night and day, cutting himself with stones. He was in misery and torment. And told you, say, "Preacher, those lost people I know, they're having a great time. They're living it up." I'll tell you what you don't see. And that's who they are when the light's off and nobody's around. You may see a mask, friend, that says all is well. But I'll tell you right now, hear me. If your soul ain't well, you ain't well. If your heart ain't right with God, you ain't well. If you ain't got communion and fellowship with the Word of God, the person of God and the people of God, friend, you're not well today. And there's a propensity for people to navigate toward the tombs of this world where there ain't no light, there ain't no life. Brother, Jesus will change that for you today. You need to be saved. You're living in the tombs. You're among the tombs. You're out of the tombs. Brother, what happens in the tombs? That whole crying day and night and cutting himself with stones and breaking those fetters. This man probably was just a patchwork of scars all over his body from mutilating himself, from the misery and the shame and the torment of it all. And yet people put on a facade as if, "This is the greatest thing. I could never give up my life serving the devil, serving, doing what I want to do in the flesh." Let me tell you something. You're just in the tombs today. You're in the tombs. Well, there was a day I came out of the tombs and I stepped into the light. Amen. I stepped into the light. That's what happened to old Legion that day. And when he got to the feet of Jesus, brother, Jesus didn't negotiate with them devils. He cast them out. That's what he came across there to do, and he was going to do it. And if he had to cast them into the abyss, he would have. They begged him, "Don't cast us before our time into the abyss." And Jesus allowed them to, but he told them to get out of him. And they went out of him, jumped in them swine, off the cliff they went and perished. But here's what I'll tell you. What was sitting at the feet of Jesus was a changed man. Whoever that man was, it wasn't a man that dwelt in the tombs. And when they found him next, when the men that owned the swine came back and brought the people of the city, they found old Legion, the man they couldn't tame, the man they couldn't bind, the man they couldn't change, the man who lived in the tombs, who dwelt among the tombs, who wanted to be in the tombs, who was dying day after day but not dead. They found him sitting and clothed in his right mind at the feet of Jesus. Amen. You know what I know about people of God? They won't go back to the tombs. What Paul said was, "The things I once loved, I now hate." Say, "Preacher, how can I know I've been saved?" I'll tell you right now, if you can love sin the way you loved it when you was lost, you never got saved. Now, I ain't saying you can't commit sin, that you can't do sin. You can. As every one of us will testify, there's been plenty of things that I've had to repent over since I got born again. Amen. But if you still love them things that are of the tombs, you still love that darkness, you still love that absence of life and that absence of the warmness of His Holy Spirit, brother, you ain't been born again yet. The things I once loved, he said, I now hate. And he said, the things I once hated, old Legion hated the light, I'll bet you. My guess is that the majority of the daylight hours, Legion stayed inside the tombs. He stayed where the dark and the dead were. But I'd say it was at night when night came, and especially when there wasn't no moon, maybe no stars come out, and as dark as you can think, I'd say that's when he ventured out of them tombs. And that's when he had run into them mountains a crying, and they could hear him from the city, somebody up in the mountains wailing and crying. Listen to me. I don't know your soul today, friend, but I remember a day that I began to cry. I remember a day that I saw myself via the power of the Holy Ghost. I seen my sin and I seen my depravity, and I saw I was lost without God, and I recognized that the tombs had been my home, and brother, that I needed to be saved. I was crying out and God heard me. The Son of God came, and brother, the same way that he saved him, he'll save you. He'll save you out of them tombs. Say, preacher, I just like the dark stuff. That's probably because you ain't never been in the light. You ain't never been saved. Hey, if you ever get born again, friend, he'll get you out of the tombs. Your love for the tombs will end. It'll end. Your need to cry day and night and cut yourself with the stones of this world, torture yourself and shame yourself over it. Amen. God will deliver you from that. It'll put you into the light. Well, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 55. The apostle would write these words, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The one thing that this lost man was nearest to was the darkness and death of the tombs. And I believe that that's where he found that he was accepted. I believe that's where he found the one place where light couldn't get in. And yet what we find is that through the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ our Lord, that he defeated death. He defeated death itself, but he also defeated the tomb. He defeated the tomb. Oh, he said, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? I looked throughout the scriptures concerning that word, the grave, the tomb, the sepulture, all of those things. And there's even in one place where it refers to the grave as Hades, as hell, as the place of departed souls. Regardless of where you think you are today, the tomb is all the same for the lost. It's that place, friend, that is absent of the light of God. It is absent of the life of God, and it's absent of the warmness of His Holy Spirit. Some of you may be cold, indifferent toward God today, completely submersed in the darkness of the tombs of this world. Spiritually, everything the devil is doing is to keep out that light that'll expose your soul to truth and to rescue you. There's a day coming when that darkness will consume all unbelievers. Ask them, come get a song. The tomb is a burial place, a grave, the sepulture. The grave is referred to the place of the departed souls. Hell, even translated in the King James Version, in the place of the grave. I don't know exactly where your confidence is today, but if it's not in Christ and the finished work of Christ to save your soul, then maybe you're still in the tomb. Maybe you're still in the darkness and the coldness and the lifelessness of being lost without God today. You know your heart today. I can't from this position look back and say, well, that person's under conviction or the Lord is dealing with that person. I don't know that. Certainly not for certain. But you do. You know that. If Jesus has pulled up to the shore of your tomb, then he has every intention of setting you free of that darkness today, of that lifelessness. Say, preacher, I just want to live without God. I don't want to be troubled by all this. Listen, you think trouble is now? No. The darkness you're experiencing now is but a shadow of what is coming. There is a darkness that is coming into which every man, every unbeliever that dies without Christ is going to be cast into a place where there is fire, where there is torments, where their worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched, a place where there is no relief from their misery. Legion, this man, whatever his name was, he was freed from the darkness of the tombs. And when Jesus got in the boat, the Bible said, oh, Legion, whatever his name was, this man started getting in the boat too. He's going with him. He'd made up his mind, Steve, I ain't going back to the tombs. I just want to go with you. Jesus told him, he said, no. He said, how about this? He said, how about you go back to the city that you used to live in? And he said, you tell them all things that I've done for you. And he did. That's what it means when you get out of the tombs. As you get back into those places where there's light and you begin to tell everybody that I was once lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. You can be the same way today. You can sing with the best of them. I got saved that day. Amen. Glad I'm not in the tombs no more, are you? Stand as we sing if you're here. You know right now you're not in the light of Jesus Christ. He's not your Savior. Then you need to repent. You need to call on God and be saved. Come out from among the tombs and be saved today. If you're here, would you come? Obey him this morning.